Tonight is the Jesus the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, Sunday, October the 6th, in the year of Our Lord, 1974. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Bayside, Long Island.
Father, set down a heavy hand upon them. the banner for our children of God who remain in the light.
And
Our Lady's rosary. He's pointing to the black cross that's being bent to the number four. Observe, my child, the idol that man has set up to worship. Man, the creature now, is taking the place of the creator. Man in his arrogance now decides upon life on your earth. Man in his arrogance seeks to create life on his own. This, my child, will be impossible to him. The Father is the creator of life. And he also has every day counted in the lives of the souls on earth. He knows the past, the present, and the future. Nothing is hidden to him. Why do the evil prosper, my child, you ask? Why are all who follow my son allowed to be set upon that sheep amongst wolves? Know that by this trial, so many souls be gathered. There are many good shepherds throughout the world, my child. By their fruits will you recognize them. Continue, my child, to buy your doors to all but your immediate friends, family, and close workers. It is for your physical safety. Understand my words and keep them with you always, my child. We can direct your actions, but you have your own will to follow them or to choose your own direction. However, if you do not listen, you must then suffer the consequences and find perhaps a sad lesson.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
We have asked you, my child, to refrain from participating in any public gathering. You will continue in this direction. You will limit your daily life to prayer, the necessities of keeping your household, and attending the vigils of prayer, and the time for meetings, for the discourse and messages to the world. Observe, my child, the letters that form in the sky. I-N-R-I. I-N-R-I. And the countries of the world. Satan has set much confusion among the leaders. My child, must be friends throughout the world. You will make a special effort to copy them and distribute them to my children throughout the world.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
It is in your human nature that mankind will not accept anything against his nature. Therefore, do not be misguided by those who say that I bring fear into your heart. I only bring the truth of what is to be. If you do not change your ways now and make restitution for the offenses being committed against the sacred heart of my son, the Father, his hand will carry. The prayers of a few have held back the just punishment. But the sand of the hourglass are slowly running out. How foolish mankind can be with his reasoning and judgment. He is quick to judge his fellow man. Better that he prays for the lunch. Do you not recognize, my children, that Satan will seek to distort and deny my word? Open your ears. Pray for the lunch. Our shepherd, why do you choose to cast me aside when I have been sent to you by the Father? The offenses to the divinity of my son are great. I accept the torments which are heaped upon me by an ungrateful generation. You will not cast aside the knowledge of the supernatural. You will not cast aside the truth of faith and set up a faith based on the immorality of man. No. You will retain the faith and tradition I've given to you, not making changes that cater to the basic carnal nature of mankind. You are misleading our sheep. Pray. Get down on your knees now and pray. You will gain nothing by socializing. You have idolized money and become money changers in my son's harvest. My son shall fling you out of the temples again. Money changers in the houses of God. Destroyers of the truth. Turn back now, for your judgment will be far greater than those given to an ordinary man. For you, as a priest of God, have been chosen by the Father to represent my son. And as such, your judgment for misleading and denying the basic truth of your faith will be far greater. My child, I feel your trembling. You must go forward with perseverance and fortitude. Remember our direction to you. These are human qualities, clear. Indecision, doubt, uncertainty. But my child, when you pray, one little Ave. your hearts to heaven, these fears will be dispelled. What little are they?
The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
My child, look up to the heavens. Oh, I am seeing a beautiful large building. It's something like. It looks like it's out of a fairy tale. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's a building made of all gold. And it has stones set in all the colors of the rainbow. Oh, it's just beautiful. And I see people. They're dressed, they're all colors and all sizes. And they're dressed in all different types of garments of various colors. And they all, though, have one thing in common. They're all happy. A beautiful, pure happiness, a joy. I feel it. I can feel it coming right down from them. It's a feeling of joy and peace and happiness beyond anything I could even describe. Our lady is smiling. And she's raising her hand out. She has a rosary. And Our Lady has a rose in her hand. A beautiful red rose. My child. In my mission with you, I did not explain the meaning of this rose. It is a symbol of perfection and piety. It is the queen among flowers. A beauty beyond all human understanding. The most supernatural. That is why the good of heart have referred to my queenship as the mystical rose. Now Our Lady is rising up above the flagpole. Oh, Our Lady looks so beautiful. Now I see a huge figure. It's an angel. And I know it's Michael. I can tell he's got some kind of a short skirt on. Oh, my. Oh, and he has these leggings, sort of, like they're all, like, woven, like a basket weave up his leg. And Michael now has placed his spear to the side, but it's suspended in the air. It's strange to see. I don't know what he's lying it on, but he's placed his spear horizontally down, and it's just hanging in the air. Oh, now Michael is taking a garland of roses. The best roses, bright red, almost beautiful bouquet-like, but it's a crown. It's been woven into a crown. Now Michael is rising above Our Lady and bending over. And on this circlet that Our Lady has on her head, it looks like a crown of thorns made of gold. But now over it, Michael is placing the beautiful crown of roses. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, they are so beautiful. They fit so perfectly over the circlet. The golden headpiece Our Lady has on. Oh, now Our Lady is coming down. Oh, dear. Looks so queenly, so beautiful. Oh, her dress now is so sparkling of white. And the cape is also a very brilliant white. It almost hurts my eyes looking at it. Oh, it's so beautiful. Now Our Lady is extending her rosy out. Now, as I'm watching, oh, how beautiful. The Hail Mary are changing shape and color. They're no longer white. They're turning into little rosebuds. Oh, how beautiful. Now you know, my child, why I chose to call this the Rose of Three. A three around the rose.
Among these, and blessed is the fruit of God.
A three around the roses. Now our lady is holding her rosary out, and it's just beautiful. Now on the Our Father, the rose, now that's on the Our Father bead, is a yellow, a beautiful golden yellow color. And the Hail Mary are a brilliant red, beautiful red. Now the whole rosary in Our Lady's hand is just a garland of flowers. It's just beautiful. The crucifix, the cross, without the corpus, has remained a deep gold. Oh, it's so beautiful. You see, my child, wonder of wonders. Nothing is impossible with the Father. Ask, and you shall receive. This, my child, is why we have not chosen the high and the mighty and those of richness on the earth to be our voice boxes. They are involved with finding the treasures of the world, and they do not cast their hearts and eyes for the kingdom. They do not ask, my child, anymore. They do not seek. And if they do seek, they seek in the wrong direction. Please, my child, hasten to send out my message with great speed. The forces of evil are gathered against you to stop you. Remember my words, my child. Make it known to all of my children. Beware of an evil force that surrounds a shrine of purity. They will try to stop you with all cunning and deception. So heed the warning of the archangels. They wish to protect you. Pray for the light, my child. Pray often. Call upon your guardian angels to direct you. They are always at your side. And daily, do not forget your special guardian for your mission, my child. Yes, my child. You have great uplifting from the sacred ground. In your mission, I could not promise you a life without suffering. You will understand one day, my child, the value of suffering. You will? Refer to each trial as the cross beneath the roses. Remember, my child, the cross beneath the roses.
No,
my child, I cannot promise you the good life as you know it in the worldly way. For you are storing your graces in heaven.
Blessed art thou among them, and blessed is the fruit of God's womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God. question, my child, of that diabolical machine setting in your house. No, my child. No excuses. You do not need the school of Satan to enlighten you. We will send these lights from heaven. We move it at once. Your television.
And those horrible creatures, they seem to cling to the side.
animal. Flat fingers and have feet are like claws. Long claws with long nails. Now, they also have, oh my goodness, I know it now what it is. They have wings, those two that are clinging. They have wings, but they're not beautiful like the angels. Now, I hear this voice saying, the fallen ones, my child, the fallen ones, the fallen angels. Oh my, oh, they look like, sickening, black stars, pinpointing ears, good eyes, pink butter extended over their lower lip, if you want to call it lip, it's like a gash in their face, and fang-like teeth, and now their body seems to adhere to the sides of the stone, but one is reaching out now with a claw-like foot power and a stone like this. And now I see many, many people. I recognize them by their forms, but they're transparent and sort of orange colored, burning gold. And they all have a look of terror. It's shock, and they're screaming, though I can't hear. There's so much crackling and noise of laughter. The horrible, hideous laughter. Oh, my. Oh, and the people, I know the people now. Oh, I'm so frightened. I see many young people out there. They must be 15, 16 years old. Oh, God. Boys, girls. And I see, oh, my goodness, I see a man now. And they're flying. She looks like she's throwing head first down into the hole. Oh, my goodness. But the skirt she has on is not long. It's short, up way above her knees. Oh, my goodness. Impiety, impurity, immorality. Such is the state of all foolish mates. There's a voice that's pulling me in my head. Impiety, impurity, immorality, that is the state of all foolish maiden. Oh my goodness, prisoner, here we are. Oh my goodness. Now I seem to be coming out of this pit, and there's really smoke. It's good. It's gray and it smells like, I can taste it. Sulfur and rot. Now I'm coming up. It's like a very long line up to the air. Now it's coming out and there's sunlight. Now our lady is coming over. You see, my child. It is the place of the damned. Man seeks to remove this truth from among you. Know that there is a hell, and there is a place of purging before you enter the kingdom of the Father. A soul must be as pure and white as a snowflake before it becomes contaminated in the earth's atmosphere, before it can enter the kingdom of the Father. In the kingdom, my child, there are many mansions. Therefore, you cannot judge, but set a good example among others. The Father is always the final judge. We do not condone a wrong, but the Father is always the final judge. Now it's going very, very bright. Oh, I feel like I can breathe again. Oh, I don't smell the harvest. Oh, anymore. It was like burning flesh and sulfur and, oh, it was sickening. Now he is coming down. And I say, the first was holding me by the hand, not letting my hand go. You will say now, my child, make it known to mankind that we have chosen these grounds as a center for atonement. You will write anew a letter to the leaders of my son's house and tell them that it is the will of the Father that they build upon these grounds an edifice of purity and piety, a basilica of dignity, a basilica for the repatriation of souls. Graces shall be given in abundance to all who come here. Graces for the asking. It will be a shrine of world renown to be called Our Lady of the Roses, Mary's Help of Mothers.
Supernatural. However, all that I
given to you cannot be labeled as such, Our Lady says. Only those that are obvious. Many will search for these pictures, but however, you must not credit all with being actually miraculous. They have to be first looked upon, and because some may be, as they say, distortions from the camera. But however, we will use those that are outstanding. When something appears from out of nowhere onto a photograph, it is miraculous. Now, when you are photographing Our Lady's blessed statue here, and instead of a statue, you get out something entirely different upon your camera, it is because heaven wants you to know or to bring forward part of the message that is being given by Our Lady. These photographs are given, they are manifestations for your edification, proof of the message, and also a special gift from heaven. What man cannot see with his human eyes, Our Lady has asked the Father that this message be given to you and bear witness to the spoken message in pictures, photographs. For the first time in the history of mankind, these manifestations are given due to the urgency of the time. We are living in the latter days, so this is rejected by many, but those who are in the true spirit, the well spirit, we have many sick spirits today, those that need the light, they're living in darkness or dimness of the spirit. Therefore, they will not recognize, preferring to reject the truth, because if they accept the truth, they must change their ways, and some love their sin and refuse to change, even if it means the eventual damnation of their souls. They have given themselves to the world. Therefore, they reject anything of the Spirit. Know that those who reject the Spirit reject God himself. Those who reject the gift of the Holy Spirit commit an abomination in the eyes of the Father. Therefore, do not judge hastily, but investigate. But investigate in sincerity and truth, because you make a hasty judgment and reject the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Now it's becoming very bright over on the right side of the front pole. Jesus appeared quite some time ago, but he said to finish with your work. Now this is coming down, and he's standing on the, almost standing on top of the Michael Banner. Now Jesus is dressed in this, the beige colored gown, but on the outside he has a cloak. It's a burgundy color, almost in red, but sort of a plum shade, though, with a tint of purple in it. Oh, now Jesus is shifting this cloak over onto his right arm. Left hand would be our right side, his left arm. And now Jesus is extending his hand in front of him, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming down. She was just beyond the tree. She's coming down with Michael. I see Michael, and there are about 78 line of the angels behind Michael. Beautiful. Oh, they're beautiful. They're different sizes. They look like, almost like, well, Our Lady says, choirs, my child. Choirs. Not sizes. Choirs. Oh, choirs of angels. And now they're coming all over and joining them, standing behind Jesus. Now Jesus has nodded. And he's placing his hand in front of him, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's touching his son, listen, my child, you must not blacken the face. It is most urgent that the message go throughout the world. Finally, the word of life will go through world. You are approaching the days of great trials. Prepare now. My mother has directed you well. She has given you the sacramental for your salvation. Do not cast them aside. The modern version holds no graces. Now Jesus is going over to the left side of the flagpole, and he's looking down now, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's extending his hand out like this before him, and he's making the sign of the Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, my children, of the Father, and the Spirit of Truth blesses you. Continue your prayers of atonement. Many are sorely needed. My mother is a mediatrix. She has taken her stand beside you and will continue to guide you in the days ahead. Man in his arrogance and pride, intellectual pride, has cast aside the warning given by my mother. His will be a sharp mark when he awakens to the knowledge that he has refused graces given from the Father. No man can stand alone without these graces, for the forces of evil are gathering about him. Pray for the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now Jesus is shifting his son, he's pulling out onto his shoulders. And I can see now he's touching to the side of the slope and opening it up. And there is a huge red heart on his chest. All who keep this symbol of my great love for mankind in their home will be saved. And now Jesus is taking his hand forward. Oh my goodness. There are drops of blood coming from the pan. Now he's placing both forward in front of him. And I can see the holes in his hand. It's flowing now down. Oh, 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 my. Now, our lady is coming over. She bows her head. Save your soul and the souls of those you love through the blood of my son, which has been shed for mankind.
Well,
those with Christ. Therefore, please, write to Monsignor King and give this message to him. I believe in great the numbers in this respect. Our lady in the message from our state, and there is to be a strong book here of the Philippa, called Our Lady of the Roses, Mary of her mother. And she wishes also that the priest, the clergy, come here and conduct the 3 hours of prayer on the eve of all feast days, the discerning differences of the rosary and the liturgy. Under the direction as Monsignor King requested, our very ordained and living ordained, which means teaching God. Therefore, it is now you're up to our prayers and also our writings. Prayer without work is really nothing. He says we must also back up our prayers to work, which means writing. Everyone, please, write a short note to Monsignor King or an example. 75 Green Avenue, G-R-E-E-N-E Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. It's Archdiocese of Brooklyn. Archdiocese of Brooklyn. 75 Green Avenue. We only do green. One time we sent back to the buddy with the Green Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Stating that all the acts is a simple request for the honor and glory of God. In intercession of the Blessed Mother, that a shrine of the Sacrament be built here on these grounds are bestowed especially by the Father. No, sir, so these grounds, our lady said, in which will include the old buildings and the surrounding ground areas here. Only time will tell in the future why heaven chose this sort of site. I know it's something that even I couldn't understand at first, and I thought at first it would be much simpler. This is why we're sitting on the far shore, the city place for why Our Lady and Jesus chose this spot, only time of the day, and make it known to us, consecrated ground. Therefore, please write, that's all I can ask you, is a way of putting this to you. Our Lady can do it much simpler than I, but please write. The prayer did not look at this time, we must work. Short note, folks, on anything, saying that it is heaven's good will, there's enough truth given, though it couldn't reject it, Ali said. The reason, well, I guess it's the trial we have to go through, it's sort of a trial we do have to discuss it. But I'm sure if everyone's really nice and bombard them with a little physical evidence of standing behind Our Lady and Jesus in this request for the building of the basilica, many graces will be given, and they will never understand why Our Lady has chosen this place until the faithful things of the erection of the basilica of Our Lady's program. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Mary, light of the world, save.